This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. For four decades, most adults wanting to learn English have turned to Texas public schools. That'll change next summer, and that's causing confusion and concern for some, while others welcome the shift.
Cool.
Cool.
Repeat.
Cool.
Cool.
The next one.
Foggy.
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 Neblina, right?
Outside what used to be Fannin Elementary School in Dallas, it's a rainy fall afternoon. Inside, adult education teacher Jorge Saucedo runs through a lesson about weather with his Spanish-speaking students. They're enrolled in the free ESL class, English as a Second Language. Saucedo wonders if he and seven other teachers will still be here or even have jobs a year from now.
Of course, anytime there's a change, you know, you're gonna feel a little concerned. But of course, there's always a concern on my part, yes, and some of the other teachers.
A year and a half ago, state lawmakers shifted $73 million adult education dollars from the Texas Education Agency, where it had been for 40 years, to the Texas Workforce Commission. To Lori Larea, that made sense. She runs Workforce Solutions of Dallas, a jobs and education program.
It was a realization that perhaps TEA was a misplacement of the money. People are saying, was it really education money or is it workforce money?
With ESL funded through the education agency, Larea says many adults never learned they could take English classes unless they had a child in school.
Our focus is going to be ESL in the workforce, and there's a huge number of people who suffer low pay, stagnant job, because they can't get their language skills up, particularly in their own industry.
Larea says thanks to an agreement between the Workforce Commission and Dallas Schools, teachers and classes will stay in place for the next 7 months. But after that, it's unclear where 2,000 adults in Dallas ESL classes will go. Marina Valdez is one of them.
I don't have a job. I am nurse in Mexico, but here I need English.
Taking classes at Fannin is manageable for the 30-year-old nurse who's lived in Dallas for 2 years.
Here is good for me because I don't have a car and I come into the school walking.
So if the class changes to someplace else,
maybe I don't can go.
Another big question, must students show a Social Security card or legal documentation, which the Workforce Commission requires? Dallas City Councilman Adam Medrano, who used to be on the school board, says that rumor is making the rounds among ESL students. Many of them lack documentation.
To me, that's not good for us, because that's all of our students. I don't know what percentage, but most of them probably do not have a social.
Lori Larea says funding will continue to pay for some adult learners with or without documentation. But details on getting that word out, on whether classes will move or who will teach and for what pay, all remain unanswered. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.